I mean, kind of a strategic partnership, but I wouldn't say partnership because there's no contractual obligation. It's just you're looking to mutually benefit each other.
Well,
by recommending each other.
International business, we'd call that a strategic alliance.
There we go. Okay. And what happens is then a customer, a new couple's looking for a new home, and then your realtor refers them to you. Well, then you know of a couple that is moving out of a home you just sold to them, and they're looking for a realtor, and you refer them. And then there's a landscaper who knows of a couple who's moving, and they refer them to you. And you just keep this relationship going, and pretty soon the marketplace, you have a real hold on it, and there's five or six people in your corner, but they're only in your corner because it benefits them. And
right.
That's the thing you have to realize, that the moment you stop benefiting others, they stop benefiting you. You have to look at that. And I think if you do a partnership, a contractual obligation, it does not work because people long-term, they lose the sincerity of purpose and they don't want to do it.
That's a good point. I had a networker here on my program earlier talk about an individual that said, well, you know, I've tried this networking thing, but it just doesn't work. And he said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, I haven't anybody give me any referrals or any leads in several weeks. And of course, this person said, well, how many referrals or leads have you given anybody else in several weeks? And it was real blank. Well, none. He said, well, what do you expect? So it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
I think if anyone listening to this program could just decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to take this message to heart. And then for the next 30 days, every single day.
The 30-day DJ Clay challenge.
There you go. The next 30 days, I'm going to exceed the expectations of every single one of my customers.
Oh, my.
And
that's good.
Every friend. Even my wife. I'm going to get home a little bit early. I'm going to take her someplace a little bit nicer than what she thought. I'm going to maybe be a little bit more cordial. I'm going to be a little more pleasant. I'm going to exceed the expectations. If you do that with the concept of generating mutually beneficial relationships, you'll see a huge boom in your business.
Oh, I think so.
You just have to go over and above and over deliver to exceed the expectations of everyone. And I think that's the key to building a good network group.
I was telling my students one day in my class, I said, you know, I go to the friendest church in town. They go, well, how's that? And I said, well, my goodness, I had 150 people at least shake my hand the other day. And they said, well, how do you know? And I said, well, I counted them. And they go, 150 where I go, if I get two or three people shaking my hand, that's doing pretty good. And they said, well, what's your secret? And they said, well, you're just Dr. Maynard. And I said, well, I stand there at the front door and I shake everybody's hand when they come in.
Well, yeah. Well, it's definitely a boomerang. I mean, what you do unto others does come back to you. In business, now, one thing people realize is, you know, this is a Christian entrepreneurship program.
Right?
In business, I mean, you could be, there's a lot of people that are ultra successful that do, there's one famous pitcher of note that did a lot of unethical things to get to where he is. And now at what should be the precipice, the pinnacle of his career, when he should be getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, when he should be getting the adoration of fans and being asked to be a speaker, a lecturer, a coach, a manager, no one wants any association with him. There's a famous baseball slugger, same thing, you know, great hitter. People don't want, long-term, it will all crumble if it isn't built on a solid foundation.
Oh, that's so important.
So the Christian principles are so important that you implement them because, you know, you get to the peak of your career, and if you've been doing some pretty shady activities leading up to that point, you might have that temporal success. You might even have financial success that lasts. But you can't take it with you, and your world's going to crumble around you if you don't follow the Christian principles.
Well, it's so important. I think, you know, I could also, I guess, rename this show or give it another name on how to grow your business. And by growing your business would be the concept of networking. So if you send business to somebody and they send business to you and you have four or five somebodies, what could you do if you had a dozen people that were doing this?
Well, and you know, one thing too, that it's you look at a company like Quick Trip or Southwest Airlines. There are Starbucks. You know, Starbucks finds that statistically, a customer will come to their store 18 times per month, a loyal customer. That's crazy. 18
wow.
times a month. Well, that seems like a lot to me. Well, what's happening is that if you can turn your customer from a loyalist into an apostle,
ooh,
like an unpaid follower, a propagandist of your message, somebody that would follow you around until, you know, the apostles followed Jesus without pay for forever. Now, why? Because they believed in the cause. They believed in the mission. If you can convert your customers into apostles by exceeding their expectations, creating a nation of people that are loyal and willing to go to war for you, your business will explode. So the networking is huge to get them in the door, but it's your job to nurture that relationship and to exceed their expectations.
And the question I always ask my students, what's your best customer? And of course, the response is, a repeat customer.
Amen.
Your same customer that gives you repeat business and also gives you a referral.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about an apostle. Now, you know, you can spend millions of dollars, and that's not too hard to do, on promotion and advertising and all the marketing. But what you have is a mailing list and your current customers. What can you do to get them to become an apostle?
Wow. Well, I maybe this might not be a popular theory, but I find that for me, if I go and if I exceed the expectations of the customer, if we really do, if I show up early for their wedding, if I stay late, if we do better service than what we promised, if we charge less than what we promised, if we do everything over and above, the customer will naturally, in a course of conversation, will refer us to their friends and family if we do a strategic attempt to stay in their mind.
There we go.
But if I ask them, hey, what five friends do you know that would potentially need a DJ? A lot of people get reluctant and hesitant and don't want to give that information. So I recommend not asking for direct referrals, but by exceeding their expectations and staying in their mind strategically through newsletters, follow-up, whatever, people go, hey, and that company did a great job, and I just got their email. I should forward it to my friend.
There we go.
And then you build a relationship that way.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this message.
All right.
Here's a question for you. How should an insurance agent measure success? Hello, this is Joshua Lakey, co-host of Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs and Your Friend in Insurance. You probably noticed Dr. Maynard and I are constantly asking you the question, how do you measure success? Well, as an insurance agent, I measure success by providing you with the protection you need and the service you deserve. If you have an auto, home, or life insurance need, if you'd like to compare rates, or if you just have an insurance question, then please call me, Joshua Lakey, your friend in insurance, at 918-833-2803.
Joshua Lakey is a licensed agent for auto, home, and life insurance serving the greater Tulsa area. For a quote or question, call 918-833-2803. That's 833-2803.
Welcome back to CEO Radio Network Broadcast, Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs. I'm your host today, Dr. Mark Maynard, and we have a special guest with us today, Clay Clark, alias DJ Clay of DJ Connections. And we're talking about how to build a business with little or no capital. Welcome back, DJ Clay.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We were talking about your Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award by the United States Small Business Administration, or for short, the US SBA. That sounds impressive, too.
Yeah, you know, or you can say USSBA.
There we go, USSBA. Hey, that's a good award.
Look classy.
Now, also, let's talk about the Wedding Vendor of the Year. That was by the American Wedding Association, the AWA.
That was a deal where we received that award. They did a customer service follow-up, following up with different customers and different brides and grooms we've DJed over a long period of time, and asked them, you know, who was your favorite wedding vendor? How would you rate? And following up with multiple customers. And we ended up winning an award there. As an entrepreneur, you have to outline. I mean, I'm just telling you some Jack Welch stuff here, but you outline reality. You let them know what the reality is, and then you kick and hug. If you don't hug, you can't kick. And if you can't kick, you can't hug. And you just go through kicking and hugging, outlining reality. And if you do that, you're eventually going to build a great team of people. And that's really more a testament to our great team of people at this point. So,
well, also, I think MB, or Modern Bride, gave me an award, too. One of America's hottest 150 band DJs.
Well, we actually, you know, do Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Dallas, and Kansas City. So we are regionally pretty dominant in that regard. And we're growing each year. And our job is great because, you know, we're DJing in front of 250 people. And if your entertainer's great, you're going to go tell somebody.
That's right.
And so we can exponentially shrink or exponentially increase. And luckily, we've had the fortune to increase there.
We believe in the increase. My goodness, how many employees do you have
right
now?
There's about 50 of us now. I think 52, 53. I'll tell you what, payroll tax is awesome at this point. So I'm excited about that. And we pay a lot of workman's comp. So I'm sure there's quite a few of us now.
I had a person one time that asked me, well, do you really like paying those big salaries to all those employees? And I go, yes.
I tell you what, it's a joy to me to see. We have one guy that used to work at a video store, who is now the president of our company. I'm kind of like chairman, but he's the guy who runs the daily operations. And it's fun for me to see a guy take his income times 8 in a 2-year period and just keep growing it with the growth of the business. That's exciting. What I don't like doing is, as you grow a business, there's a lot of obligations from a taxation standpoint that really the bureaucracy fights, and you have to fight it back, the bureaucracy, because the bureaucracy, you know, just compliance with regulatory things as you grow faster, that becomes a killer of motivation for a lot of entrepreneurs. And I'm dealing with that right now, just trying to get through the clutter of the bureaucracy and get back to the focus of what we do. So it's bringing on employees brings a lot of bureaucracy.
Well, before we leave our show today, let's talk about how we can contact DJ Clay. What's your phone number here in Tulsa?
Our phone number is 918-481-2010. Again, it's 918-481-2010, where the fun begins.
All right, where the fun begins. And how can they get a hold of you on the www?
It's www.djconnectiontulsa.com. Again, it's www.djconnectiontulsa.com. Your place to go for entertainment and enlightenment.
Who I like on your business card, you've got DJ Connection now offers chocolate fountains.
That is true. We do offer the chocolate fountains, and I'm going to tell you, there's no better way to gain weight quicker than by eating chocolate fountains.
And you have the dance floor, entertaining MC service, karaoke systems, projection systems, professional sounds and light, and slideshow productions. Wow.
And we're getting into experimental acupuncture and cat juggling.
All right. All of that for one low price of...
That's a very low price for that part.
And I like your slogan, regionally dominant, but locally humble. I'm going to add locally super humble, because I know you're super humble.
Yeah, I kind of consider myself to be very super humble.
Well, this is kind of great. One last bit of advice you could give a listener out there as an entrepreneur that wants to start their business or wants to grow their business.
Well, here you go. I don't know if it's motivational or demotivational, but basically, everyone listening to this program, we're probably going to live to be 83 years old.
At 85, least, we 86. Hope.
And there's absolutely no excuse for us to squander the land of opportunity that we're in and to not make the most of each day. We're going to die eventually, so you might as well try. And I just look at it like, go out there, start a business, go bankrupt. It's no big deal. Get up, do it again. Don't worry about it. Worst case scenario, you die. And if you die, if you're listening to this program, you're probably going to heaven, so it's okay.
Hey, that's good advice. Wow, we've learned a lot today on how to build a business with little or no capital, and I found out who one of your heroes is, and that happens to be your son, Aubrey.
Yeah.
So I'll invite you to go to the website to hear that good testimony about him. And also, Napoleon Hill seems to be a good fan of yours.
Yeah, Napoleon Hill is the writer of Think and Grow Rich, but I like Napoleon Hill because he actually wrote the memoirs of Henry Ford, Carnegie, Edison, people that didn't go to college, people that didn't finish high school, people that have no reason they should be successful other than just through tenacity, a God-given idea, in the human initiative to act on it.
I've got to ask this question. If you have a second son, what would you name him?
Edison Rockefeller. Definitely.
All right.
And I'm working with my wife right now. I've got the Edison part approved, but I've got to get through the subcommittee, kind of the superdelegates to get over to the Rockefeller. But we'll work on it.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, our program with DJ Clay of DJ Connections. We just had a super good time. We've talked about mutually beneficial relationships and also how to build your business strategic alliances with little or no capital, and imagine the possibilities.
Yes.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, or management. The CEO Radio Network program is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Please consult a financial or legal advisor before beginning any business endeavor. Be sure and join us next week for another exciting CEO Radio Network broadcast.
For more information, contact us at 918-251-1088. That's 918-251-1088. Or visit us on the World Wide Web at CEOradio.net. That's CEOradio.net.